In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices. Starring Jane Ellen.
I don't see how the human race survived the medieval period.
And Adam Cravens.
A lot of them didn't.
This is Binge or Cringe. A podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Henson Oakley Podcast Center and Rock 93.7.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
I'm Adam Cravens.
And?
I would be Stickman.
Yeah.
Yes. And a very special Binge or Cringe.
Yes, an extra special. We don't get to do this that often.
No, like ever, because like first time.
It has been a while since the three of us have, since the stars have aligned.
I know.
And, right.
Wait a minute, is this one of the signs of the apocalypse? I forget. Let me Google signs of the apocalypse.
Speaking of the apocalypse.
Wait, what? Oh, dear.
May 31st, Amazon Prime is about to kick off something that I am very excited about and that you are mildly looking forward to and that you, Stickman, are oblivious about.
I'm sure of it, yeah.
It is. Now, you're aware that Amazon Prime...
You can't bury the lead of the apocalypse!
Just a minute. You're aware that Amazon Prime has streaming service and all that stuff.
I am aware,
okay.
Yes.
And that they do their own content just like any other streaming
Correct.
Service. Okay. So they are starting this year to like go for it in a big, big way leading up to next year with the Lord of the Rings show that they're launching.
Right.
So they're leading it off with Good Omens, a book I have read multiple times about an angel and a demon played by who? Doctor Who? David Tennant.
Yes. I thought you were about to...
No. It's an angel...
I mean, you did pitch it up and he did not hit it.
He did not.
I'm with you.
It's about an angel...
To be fair, she didn't tell me we were playing baseball. Okay. Like I was, yeah, sports metaphors. I'm the guy you should do that with.
Anyway, Good Omens is about an angel and a demon.
This seems like a bad omen.
But they're really kind of friends because they've been around as long as each other. And
right,
so,
sure.
You know... They're not big buds with just a regular person. They have a history.
Okay.
And they like the world the way it is. And they don't want to see the end times because they like stuff. The demon, he likes his rock and or roll.
Right.
The okay. angel, he has a lovely bookshop, serves tea, likes antiques. He's not interested in not having his books.
Why are the demons always depicted as into rock and roll?
Mm.
I feel like that's typecasting on
it is. That's demonist.
Demons.
It's demonist.
is that like a bad religion right there? You're demonist. It'll be like, yeah, we meet on Sundays.
So,
we do. We're going to be having a bake sale coming up this Wednesday. Just join us at the demonist.
Baking for Beelzebub.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, the thing is, the Antichrist has been born on Earth, but these two don't want him to find out he's the Antichrist. And so they want to stop the apocalypse.
All right.
And so it's actually a comedy.
I was going to say, how do you stop someone from learning that they're... How do you even learn that you're the Antichrist? Like, I don't have a lot of experience with this.
Well, they did some baby swappings from the satanic nuns and didn't know. So the demon and the angel got together and said, we've got to stop the apocalypse because this is not cool.
I'll give you, it sounds... It sounds interesting. If it's a comedy, I'm in.
It is a comedy.
If it's a comedy, yeah. I'm in.
And what is particularly funny is, the idea is they've swapped, and the Satan family that thinks they are raising the Antichrist,
right.
is just a regular kid.
but they're doing
Who's
all
not
the things.
Levitating or anything.
You're doing all the things.
Yeah.
So it's basically the omen, like.
Backwards, yeah.
But like instead of that, like maybe they just got like. a really smart mm-hmm. kid that like is going to do well at the science fair.
Yes.
But they think that this
he's the
is
Antichrist.
This is like Satan come manifest.
And so they're waiting for signs, but see they're not getting
they're just
any.
Like, well, he's really well the teachers yeah. are coming, they're like he's really well behaved.
Yeah.
He's doing good in school.
He's excelling at reading and they're like, "What? What?" He's not starting fights on the playground and they're like, "No."
Is he?
So
what they did, was the actual Antichrist is raised by just a normal, regular family.
Sure.
And they raise him like a normal, regular kid.
And the signs are happening.
The signs are happening. And what is, it's just so beautifully
written. And they keep rushing him to the doctor for it.
Well, no, what's happening is...
When he touches people, they're getting a rash that burns.
And
like,
his head goes all the
way
around.
I don't understand it. He's been puking vomit when his head turns around,
too.
This green bilish kind of. Is that normal? Is it?
One of my favorite parts of this movie is, of course, you have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and they all start showing up. And.
At this
famine?
Point, would they be riding horses?
Oh, no. They're integrated into society. Famine, he works only with supermodels.
So it's a name.
Yes.
It's a moniker only.
And he has created a food that is making gajillions of dollars. The more you eat the food, the hungrier you are. Get
ooh,
it?
That's nice. Nice. Yeah.
So there's a twist there. And so the Antichrist, for real, but who isn't evil... He actually forms his own horsemen from the kids that he plays with. And you see that when the real horsemen meet the Antichrist and his kids.
Right.
I feel like...
It's actually very entertaining.
If they have not tapped into the seven deadly sins and turned them into some kind of... dwarf-esque, like, sleepy, happy, dopey. Like, I really feel like there's a missed opportunity.
We're missing something here.
Oh, I'm just saying. Come here, Sloth. Sloth, come here, buddy. Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I do it slowly?
They send him a hellhound, and he turns him into just a big dog. He's like, knock it off.
Okay, come here. So, come here.
It's fun. Now, I don't know if this is going to be a continuing series or if it was just a one-off, because the movie was written, you know... with a beginning and a solid end. It's just...
Right.
Like most things, even things that are intended to be over like after three films. If you make enough money, somebody somewhere is just like, right, but what if?
Yeah, what if?
Like, I mean, you had the Antichrist, but now there's the Antier Christ, huh?
Or the Antichrist's aunt.
Or that's
Auntie Antichrist.
Or this is his brother. Like,
to come back and teach him to be.
I'm just saying, if there's enough money made,
that's true.
Somebody will always or they'll just remake it entirely, or like it gets its own animated series a la Muppet Babies, Apocalypse Babies.
Apocalypse Babies.
Or you get with the Jim Henson like company and you do them.
The Fraggle Rock Babies?
Yeah, like via Muppets or something. Okay. Yeah.
I could see that.
I like the way he thinks.
I'd watch it.
There is a way to synergistically.
Make money is what you're saying.
Synergistically, there is a way to continue this franchise.
So that is what is coming on the 31st of May to Amazon Prime. And that, in my mind, is the big thing I'm waiting for on TV.
The apocalypse is coming. It's going to be a hoot.
It looks hilarious.
finally said something you can put on a poster. Like, traditionally, we're very critical of shows. And I'm just like, well, we're not going to get on the DVD set talking like that. That's not going to happen.
Even though we've already spent an entire show talking about what might or could happen with the last season of Game of Thrones, you... we're just about to watch the first episode whence last we met.
I
still haven't.
Let's go. No, I've seen it.
Okay.
But again, spoilers.
Yeah,
I'm going
to talk.
I'm going to talk about what's happening in the episode.
Okay.
I don't
know. Game of Thrones is a long running show.
HBO,
on
blah,
HBO,
blah, blah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's
yeah.
got dragons and swords and beheadings.
I'm all about it.
And
I'm
I zombies.
I've not seen it. I would take that back. I saw a couple of episodes in the beginning, but I'm like, okay.
You're aware of it.
I just didn't get on the train, and now I'm sort of wishing I did because all my friends have.
I'm telling you, there's dragons, there's ice zombies, like there's wizard. I'm just saying, like
there be wizards.
Speaking of Aquaman, did you know he shaved his beard?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It's been 7 years. It's not like he's Samson. He's still strong. He's shaved. Even though he shaved
and
it.
And the women said, and he's still pretty.
Like, oh, he's pretty.
Yeah, Jane and I went to go see Aquaman for decidedly different reasons. Like,
he's shaved.
I started
it.
Going into the mythology about the character. I was like, care. And when you finally go to Atlantis, and she's like, right, but. I want some of that, my, some of that in my Momoa. And I'm just like, wait.
You should have sat between me and my two mini me's because
I should no. Because I would have just be like, oh well, in this scene, if you'll notice, Atlantis. As far as the band, they'd just be like, Adam Jason Momoa, and I'll be like. His name is not Jason. In the context of this film.
Stick. We spent most of the movie, the girls and I, saying, I hope this doesn't sound creepy, but. Young Aquaman is hot. Yeah, teenage Aquaman. I want to see more teenage Aquaman. Hot. Those boys were hot. But not in a creepy way.
Right, No, totally not.
And I'm trying to talk about, you know, like the verisimilitude between like the comic world.
Hey, now
the
slow
literary.
Down there, boy.
I'm just pointing out. And then they're just like, but look at him.
But he's pretty.
You could grate cheese on that. And I'm just like, I don't, that's probably not sanitary. Like he looks like a clean person.
I'd
but
be willing to
let's
try.
Let's not grate cheese, or at least ask him before we do.
How he feels about the cheesery.
I'll just go on the record. I'm strong enough in my manhood to go, she's right. He's a pretty man. Can we move
oh,
on?
Oh, no. I've told completely. Yeah. Told oh, yeah, I'm not disagreeing. He's an appealing man. I'm just saying I went to Aquaman for a different reason.
Y'all, I'm sure you did.
Than she did.
You're right, yeah.
I want to see the result if Aquaman and The Rock could somehow have a baby.
That's...
Rock my man, maybe?
Or what if they just team up in a buddy cop movie? Like,
sure.
That's,
oh, that'd be funny.
That's yeah. going
that'd
to
be good.
I'm going to say that's probably at least a little bit more easily feasible. I'm not saying logistically we can't set that up, but doing a DNA crossbreed between the two of them is going to take a little bit more know-how.
I suppose. You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you from high atop the Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry Podcast Center with Jane Ellen, Adam Cravens, and Stickman.
Mm-hmm. As far as Game of Thrones is concerned, I always have bad feelings about when things are going to happen, and I'm not wrong often. Again, I'm not on the inside track. Like, I don't text with the creators or anything like that. But I'm getting very concerned that Daenerys is going to die. And as you know, whenever you die now in Game of Thrones, you essentially join the dead army. So the Night King may have his own Night Queen.
All right. I know zero about the show. However, I did see a story where they were saying that someone created this computer program, this app, where it would surf the web and try to find information, you know, legit information.
Give you like
probabilities and that kind of stuff. And what was the name you just said?
Daenerys.
And it was and the whole point was to see who is more likely to die next. And Daenerys is actually last in that app. 99% chance to survive.
But I will then throw at you, like, Sean Bean, who was like all he was the
who
he was
I
on
have
all
spoken
of,
to.
I don't need that every time.
Who I have spoken to and exchanged
she
words
has, like Boromir from
in
Lord
a conversation,
of the Rings.
Right, okay.
I'm saying like this guy is set up as the main character in this show, and very famously in the first season of Game of Thrones, they behead him, and they behead him in a way that like it's not like he fell in a hole and he could come back at the beginning of the next season. Dude's dead. You see his pike. His piked head, like, rotting for three episodes. He is dead.
I wonder
He's
if he
definitely,
got paid for that, because they
they're
just
using
needed
his
a mask.
Likeness. I'm just saying, like, if you're using Chris Evans' likeness for a Captain America figure, you've got to pay him, like, a couple shekels.
All right.
If you're going to use Sean Bean's head in three episodes, even though I don't think they actually cut off his head.
I'm pretty sure they didn't, because I spoke to him right after.
That was pretty awesome. You walked into that one.
Oh, dear.
You did walk into that one.
Just every time it happens, I see red and I feel rage. And she does it anyway.
Just like we talk about Kevin Smith, who I've spoken with on occasion.
It's like she wants my blood pressure to. I've even told my doctor about this relationship. And they're like, do you have anything that would cause you stress? And I'm just I call her Jane. And he's like, oh, well, tell me more about this Jane. And I'm like, no, it's a real person. It's not a metaphor. She's a friend of mine.
I wonder if I've ever been a metaphor. Anyway, so first, were you happy and satisfied with the episode?
Oh, yeah. Like, they are knocking this stuff, like, out of the park. Like, they are, in the way that, like, a lot, like, you and I were both into Lost and X-Files. Those shows did very poor jobs of tying up all of these loose ends that they had created over the course of their series. Game of Thrones feels like it has a definitive, like, endpoint. They understand what they need to do. Even the episode feels like a mirror to the first episode of the, like, it's bookending it appropriately. And like I said, there are still five, I believe, more episodes.
Did we get to see a lot of dragons?
There is a very Aladdin moment where Daenerys and Jon Snow are riding the dragons that I'm going to tell you right now, if you would have put what's the song from Aladdin?
I was going to say A Whole New World.
Whole New World. Yes. I'm telling you, like, if he would have just, like, it would have been very uncharacteristic of the show.
But hilarious.
Like, there's this scene where she, like, more or less the two of them are talking, and she's like, well, go ahead and get on. And he goes, well, what if he doesn't want to get me to, what if he doesn't want me to get on? She just looks at him and goes, then I've enjoyed your company, Jon Snow. Basically saying, if you get on a dragon and it doesn't want you to get on it, you have become its snack. Like, you for better or for worse.
We learned that in Harry Potter.
Like, you're its gummy bear.
Right.
At that point. And I'm just like, that's a good point. But he lets him, like, mount the dragon, and the two of them kind of, like, they're flying through, like,
Anytime did they go, woo, king of the world?
Yeah, no. That didn't. Well, okay. I mean, I have not seen the deleted scenes.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure the Blu-rays will be
out eventually. You created this for me, again, having not seen the show, you created this Atreyu luck dragon visual.
Telling you, it's not far from it, but you really could have just heard you really could have played that, like, maybe do like an orchestral score underneath it, and it would not have been lost on somebody.
Nice.
Though traditionally the show is not depicted as a musical.
Now, I know a lot of people on the social media will do something like, post the 14th picture on your phone for real. I want to ask Stickman, what is the last show, the most recent show you have watched on TV?
I don't so much watch the streaming shows. I'm all about, I'm on the TV.
Syndication.
That's
okay.
No. We're real into The Good Doctor. We're real into.
I love The Good Doctor.
New Amsterdam.
Haven't seen
network
it.
Television.
I'm into network television.
Well,
yes.
See, I watch network television on something called Hulu. So I watch
we
it
We watch
day
it.
Later.
We just do it and throw it onto whatever screen we want to.
Right, yeah. Like, we still.
It's not.
No, we're DVRing
it's
it.
It's very.
Yeah.
DVR.
Cute. If you
I think I dated. I just aged myself right there, didn't I?
Hey, here at the Smithsonian, if you'll notice to me, this is
a
part
beta.
Of the Paleolithic period. A thing called network television.
Australopithecus loved his DVR.
This was
The beta
Erectus
machine.
Erectus von Gregis. Notice him on,
killing me.
On his.
So anyway, The Good Doctor. I know why I like it. Why do you like it?
I like it because it's taken this character that you don't expect to be a good doctor and make him a good doctor, and now they've got him standing up for himself, and it's...
Now, I have not watched The Good Doctor, but you did not expect there to be a good doctor in a show called... Hold on, let me look this up.
The Good Doctor?
The Good Doctor. Autistic,
you thought it was ironic?
Right?
What?
He's autistic?
Yes, he's...
Okay, again, I know nothing
autistic,
about this show.
But he is an autistic savant. And so that means he's got like superpowers. And so
you know who you're talking to. Like, don't misuse the word superpowers
we're getting in the comment books.
If he's in a surgery and there's an issue, he can
pause.
It's like
and
CSI
visualize
and
it.
You see everything. You know, when you see the bullet
it's
into
like
the body.
It's like the scene in Minority Report when
Yes.
Why am I not watching this?
Ah, he's not going
And not everybody understands that he's doing that.
He's
so
basically
there's
just
a whole
running
lot of,
through
Sean,
his
Sean!
Sean!
You know.
So,
and he's like, I'm Tom Cruise in Minority Report. And they're like, what just happened? What?
Right. Now watch me run. So that's what's going on. And it's based on a very, very popular show in South Korea. Because they wouldn't watch it in North Korea.
Are there any shows that aren't based on
Korean
there
shows?
Is no well, such thing okay, as an not, original idea.
Not
anymore.
So much as everything is not a Korean show. But I'm saying like Friends was based on a British show. Game of Thrones was based on a book. The Good Doctor was based on a where did you say again?
Korean show.
I'm saying, is there anything
you didn't
that is not
up on Korean-ish? Based, Black-ish was anyway. Never mind.
I've not watched Korean-ish. Like, does it follow Black-ish? Like,
wow. I wasn't with you until just then. That's good.
I haven't seen that one.
Pretty great stuff there.
Some interesting counter programming that NBC is doing.
You really need to catch up. So yes,
does it follow the Goldbergs? Like,
by the way, I love that show as well.
Oh my
goodness!
Love that show.
The Goldbergs is effervescent.
I think you get an added layer of delight from the Goldbergs if you actually lived in that period.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. My kids, who like the earliest of them like is 2005, still adore that show. Now they will ask me about. They'll be like, "Is that real? But were people that excited about the 1989 Batman?" And I'm like, pull up. I'm gonna spin you a yarn.
Mom, that sweater's in your closet.
I get the dad. Why are you taking your pants off like the father? And I'm like, because it's comfortable.
That's right.
Comfortable.
Yeah, I love the Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs is near and dear.
Best comedy on television right now.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't think you're wrong. Yeah. Like, it's pretty spectacular.
It really is. So, yes, I'm glad you're watching
remember
that.
When it came on, I was like, oh, it's just going to be that 70s show in the 80s. I don't want. So we didn't pick it up until 6-8 months ago. So we're watching.
What?
We're watching all the syndication stuff, and, you know, and trying
Now, there's this thing called Hulu. And you could watch all of
in
them.
In order.
With no commercials.
Nice.
And when we say streaming, we don't mean like water, like running just down.
Like
down.
I could bring up an episode right now.
Which was February
1980-something.
But yeah, the great thing about finding something later, like especially if it's, some apps will drop it like,
it's
week
hot.
To week. Well, not like it's hot.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
But like network television, traditionally, like you get a new episode every week.
Right.
Some apps will follow that. And like Jane and I will actually go through like withdrawals sometimes because we're used to getting like the Netflix drop and you get 13 episodes
right
mm-hmm. there. And you can just, you know, get some coffee or some Red Bull and just be like, oh, I went through all 13 in 2 days. I'm really
we're
excited.
Good.
We need to talk about this right now. I can't sleep. I haven't slept in 48. Like, but whenever you get to those instances where you have a show that you now have to wait 7 days to watch the next one, if you're used to just being able to like completely down the season one right after the other, you're just sitting there going, can I?
So do you not watch any Netflix or any streaming stuff? You just do all the...
We have Netflix mainly for movies, and mm-hmm. I'm the screen dipper. I'm the guy that, you know, when whatever's on TV and if I'm sort of interested, I'm in my computer or my phone or whatever. It's like, whatever. So, but Goldbergs has my attention.
Oh, it should.
You know, and then we're also those people. Now, what's on TV tonight? It's Good Doctor Night. It's Survivor Night. You know, that kind
See,
of
stuff. See, when you join the rest of us.
Yes, it sound like a cult. That's the way to get...
We led, when I walked in this studio, you knew it was going to be like this, didn't you?
We led with... Demonist, I believe.
Demonist.
And then we talked to him like he needed to join a cult. I'm just saying, you and I, it's a good thing we're not used car salesmen. Like, just be like, join us, yes. You need this minivan. It will satisfy you.
It's a good thing we use our powers for good and not evil.
Usually use them for good.
So
mostly good.
The thing is, when you do stop living in the 19th century, Adam and I no longer think about...
When you were living in 1980-something.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's no longer, it's Thursday night, it's must-see TV. It's must-see TV any day of the week.
True.
At any time.
That's true.
It's like, I can do... this with this on, and I can watch it three times.
I tell you when I found on Netflix, and it was one of them. I've got to see this. It was Death by Magic. Huge Magic fan.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say I know that.
You know, yeah. I am a huge Magic fan, and it's this guy that has taken like classic tricks that others have done, mm-hmm. and then added a major. You know, even then, if it had a death element, it was.
So it's in a magic somebody else's snuff film.
Pretty much, yeah, yes.
Man, you.
But it was really good.
It's a really good thing you don't sell cars. They'll just be like, "Well, this one's good, but they had to recall a couple of these back in 2014." Let me tell you, the death toll. Let's not talk about death tolls, though.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to put you in this today?
Yeah. So there's a lot of good stuff like that. Oddly enough. We do this, you're on it, a podcast about what to watch on streaming TV.
That's right, yeah.
You could just listen to the past year.
Right, you're good and caught up.
Well over 50 episodes, and there you go.
Boom, done and done. I talk about it a lot on the radio. So
We're trying to keep you relevant,
dude. It's funny, I was kind of like half listening one day, and I heard you start talking about this show, and you were describing its premise, and I was like, what? What is someone copying our? And then I was like, oh no, he's talking about us. who has stolen that idea from us? What? How dare they? Oh, that's us.
That's us. Yeah,
he is talking about us.
And by the way, I don't think I've told you this. Anna Grace named this show.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
She came right up with it. So there we have that. That is
I'm
my
Anna
first
Grace's
born,
favorite, in case you didn't know.
Firstborn spawn.
Yeah.
She doesn't. Anyway,
he can hear you. That. Like, and even if he didn't, that it's now on the podcast. Oh. It's readily. Do you understand how this works?
He's not a hologram. Oh, he's not Jen.
Jane and I had
hologram.
A discussion about fevered delusions, and like I don't always know if she realizes when reality is happening,
right.
and when it's in her head.
Yeah. Right, okay.
And this is one of those stuff.
Yeah, so
she may just believe that Greg is an imaginary friend that visits her sporadically throughout her life.
Again, I just watched Ragnarok, so I didn't know if he was projecting or, you know. I understand we're saying words in a sentence that don't mean anything to you.
I'm just nodding. I'm smiling and nodding.
We have our own twin language. More or less. Like sometimes our spouses will look at us like when we're all together and just be like,
Well, Jim refuses to participate. You know that.
For those of you that you know have never seen how this works, they're having this conversation, but they're nodding at each other like in this other language. That's like they're having another conversation that y'all don't hear.
We communicate like in Morse code by blinking, and occasionally we'll also do clicking noises that can only be heard subconsciously.
Right.
So there's actually three different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes
three different streams of information that are going
sometimes
on.
Sometimes we'll
here.
Act out the scene of a show we're talking about no one but each other because no one can see it.
And occasionally we forget whether or not we've had the conversation on the podcast or just like we were in the car getting Subway.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be like,
yeah.
Oh, we did that the other day. And I'm like, no. We were getting a sandwich.
Mm.
Right.
When we said
we like
that.
Sandwiches.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm so glad you got to join us.
Thanks for having me.
Join us.
Thanks for having me.
Stickman.
It's late for me, so.
I know. We got to wrap it up. So thank you so much for listening. And next week we'll try to convince someone else to join us.
We need to talk about our sales pitch.
Thank you for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
I'm Adam Cravens.
And I'm Stickman.
Woo! Ooh.
Binge or Cringe, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, is a Henson Oakley Podcast Center production. Listen to new or past podcasts anytime at rock937online.com.